Hello, welcome back to yet another episode of Orange Juice, news and notes from around the world of insoles. Today we've put together a special episode for you to make sure that you can give thoughtful gifts to friends and family. As of recording, this is a few weeks out from Christmas, and now is probably going to be the last chance to order online at least and have something shipped in time. There's always great options to stop locally and shop locally as well, but we are down to crunch time. So again, I am your host, Owen Kinoy, and with me we have my sister, Mallory. Mallory, do you have your shopping done for the season at this point, or do you still have a few things to do?
I honestly haven't done much shopping yet. The big thing is, and I can't say it because they probably will listen, but our parents, aka some of the owners of this company, I'm making them something, and I have not started that, and it is a project. And so that's my big one that's been on my mind, where I'm like, I really need to get that started. So also time to start your homemade gifts if that is your plan.
100%. Yeah, get ahead of it, or at least try to. It's funny how over the years it's kind of stretched like longer and longer. Like some people will literally shop like in the summer for Christmas. And this year was kind of interesting because there was the like the tariffs and whatnot. And I remember, which are obviously still in effect, but not to the extent that everyone thought as far as like pricing. But I remember watching the Today Show like in the summer, and they're like, this could be the best time to Christmas shop right now. So some people may already have this done, but also on the other end of the spectrum, our sister company Playmakers, the running shoe store that we talk about all the time, they are open all the way up through Christmas Eve into the afternoon, because they understand that sometimes it just doesn't happen sooner. You have other things. I don't want to say that are more important, but maybe that you're just prioritizing, or you tell yourself you have more time than you really do. So no matter what end of the spectrum you are on as far as gift giving, this is still a useful episode because we've put together once again some things that we think people will open and be excited about, be ready to use, and really see the benefits of using each of them too. So
yeah. I remember, I think there were a few Christmas Eves where you, me, and Dad, aka Tom Kinoy, were all working together and then had to head home for festivities.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that was interesting about Christmas Eve is like, okay, in a perfect world, do I want to be working on Christmas Eve? Maybe not, but it really wasn't bad to be there. People were always so happy and accepting, right? They're like, yeah, I get it. It's noon on Christmas Eve. Like, I'll take what I can get. Like, just put together an outfit and let's ring it up, and they can return it if they don't want. So it's fun to help people pick stuff out. We always had Christmas cookies and whatnot, and just like having that feeling of like helping others. And I want to say giving back. I mean, you're not giving back because it's like your job, but you know, like just being able to help others have a good Christmas season and maybe make like that next morning was really rewarding. It was awesome. So not all bad. And I believe Tom still works most every Christmas Eve now as well, as far as I can remember. So
it's a good excuse to not clean either.
He's like, yeah, oh, gotta go to work. Sorry. You guys can get ready for hosting people later, right? So, all right, without further ado, Mallory, what is your first gift idea?
I had a lot of fun putting together this list. I was trying to come up with things I would like and or that are less obvious. And the first one are a purchase I recently have made. And I also think it's something you have as well. So I'm curious your thoughts. But there is a brand of shoes called Kizik. Playmakers does carry them. And I specifically got the Juno 2 low boot. They have it in men's and women's, and the whole thing with Kizik is basically it's like hands-free, like slip-on shoes. You just step into them. I really love the snow boots because, especially in the city, when I'm like walking around through so much like slush and dirt, the last thing I want to do is like have to, honestly, I don't like to touch my dirty shoes when I'm taking them off or trying to put them on. When I do like yoga classes and things, you have to take your shoes off. So it's really nice to be able to just slip them back on after class and not have to like bend over. And I don't know, there's just like a lot of really great uses that I've found. I could also see it being great if you're like juggling kids and need to just throw your shoes on and get out the door. If you're, you know, running errands or have a job or anything where you have to like hold a lot of stuff, or I don't know. And it's also very accessibility friendly. It just, you know, if you might have a different disability or thing like that where you can't bend down and tie your shoes or put them on. And then they're also very just like stylish. So that's my rant on Kizik. I specifically like the winter boots. They have all different kinds of shoes. And Playmakers does carry different ones if you're interested in shopping in person. What are your thoughts, Owen? I think you have a pair, right?
Yeah, so it's interesting you bring up the boots. I was recently introduced to the brand earlier this year, and I have more of just like your everyday shoes, and they're getting phased out right now because I'm like, man, the weather cannot take these shoes. So luckily, you know, I have a couple of pairs of nice boots and whatnot, so I'm not in a total pinch, but yeah, those are so easy. This morning I was carrying my daughter out the door with her suitcase because we were going to go grocery shop. And it was a huge hassle to like have to herd her over to the door and then put my boots on. And I don't want to like walk through the house with the boots and get everything dirty and whatnot. And it would have just been so much easier if I could have been like holding her in her suitcase and just like slipped my boots on and walked out the door. But yeah, Kizik, you know, I've had a couple of pairs, but they've really impressed me personally, just as someone who's tried a few different, or really a variety of different brands of like overall lifestyle shoes, or just like more versatile shoes. But yeah, like the combination of the fit, the slip on, the style, and then also they're made pretty well and have good support. It's really a good option. You know, it sounds like if you're in winter weather right now, or even if you're in a warmer climate as well, they kind of have something for everyone. So Kizik, K-I-Z-I-K. Good one, Mallory. My first one on the list is something that I actually just got this past weekend, and I was pretty fired up when I opened them. Seems basic, but if you get the right kind, it's something that people can really be excited about, especially someone who's like a health and wellness enthusiast or is pretty active. But nice socks specifically that are moisture wicking and not just cotton material are always gonna go a long way, especially again for like a runner or someone who's more active, or maybe someone who doesn't know the benefit of a good sock. So there are several brands out there that you can try. Me personally, just this past weekend, we did like an early Christmas and I got a pack of Bombas. So Bombas are pretty well known, pretty readily available and whatnot. But yeah, they just have a nice fit, and then also the moisture wicking material. If you want kind of more specialized socks, there are a couple I'd recommend as well. One is the brand Features. So those are awesome because they actually have targeted compression and extra support through the arch area, and that's built into every single one of their socks. And they even have like a plantar fasciitis specific sock if that's what you're looking for. But that's a really nice fitting sock that again gives you a little bit of extra arch support. And then you also can't go wrong with smart wool. So we've talked in the past about the benefits of wool. Really, it's a versatile material where you can wear it in warmer weather or colder weather. Of course, there are varying thicknesses that kind of help you make those decisions, but it's multi-purpose in that way. And then it still has the moisture wicking properties, and it's antimicrobial. So let's say you're going on a trip or something and you don't have room to pack too much, you can just bring along your smart wool socks or undershirt or top or pants or whatever it is, and wear it multiple times before you start to really like smell the sweat. So I've done that before in packing for multiple trips, and it seems to work really well. But socks in general, or even just like wool socks or a wool piece as well, could go a long way. Plus, I feel like everyone just like loses their socks.
Yeah. Walter, my partner, we did a little bit of an early Christmas, and he just got a few different pairs of smart wool socks, which were so needed. So many of his socks are just like mismatched or have holes at this point. And like you're saying, it just helps to not have them smell, and they last longer. It's just better quality overall. They're so worth it. So I know he definitely was excited to have some new pairs of socks.
There you go.
My next item. It could also, I like this item too, because it can be a great stocking stuffer or like a gift for someone. There's those people you do smaller gifts with, like your friends and things. Electrolytes, mm-hmm. and it's great for people who love to travel, because we get very electrolytes help you stay hydrated, and keep, you know, it has a mix of like sodium and potassium and magnesium to, yeah, help you stay hydrated and feeling good. So with that being said, yeah, great for people who are traveling. We get very dehydrated. Great for people who love to work out, especially for your very sweaty worker outers, you know, your runners, people who might do like HIIT, CrossFit, that kind of thing. And also just your people who have a lot of hangovers. Really great for a hangover. We've mentioned, you know, a lot of brands before, Noon, Liquid IV. What's the one you like? It's Moon Juice or something? Or what? Okay. Yeah. That's Owen's favorite. And now a lot of them, and I know Element and Liquid IV have this option. They started making hot chocolate electrolytes. So it is a little bit more of like a salty hot chocolate, but that can also be super fun just for the season to try something different. So that's my little stocking stuffer, smaller gift idea. Yeah, they're just really great. And it's great. Also, they have like a lot of variety packs if you want to get people to try new flavors. And yeah, it can be fun.
And a lot of them just taste really good, honestly. So if someone even just like is always into different drinks and whatnot, and likes to try new like fruity drinks, or Mallory said like they have the hot chocolate or whatever, that could be a good option too, where it's like, hey, try some of these, and by the way, it's actually going to help you stay hydrated instead of your normal sugary drinks. Maybe it's like a little wink wink, or maybe it's truly because they just taste so good. So next one on my list, this is something that I've actually been using more lately, because I've had some like hamstring and glute tightness. It's really not fun, honestly, because it'll pop up at the most random times. But getting like a foam roller or even a massage gun, foam roller is probably the more cost effective option. But a massage gun also is a really high-end option that is a little more versatile, I'd say, or you can use it like literally anywhere on your body, just sitting down or whatever it is. The foam roller is a bit more involved. But using the foam roller or even the massage gun, you're helping release the muscle tension and tightness. And then ultimately, if you have like tight muscles or if you're recovering, it's just going to help overall. With that, and plus, who doesn't love like a nice little neck massage or back massage or quad massage or whatever it may be? So super simple gift, and there are all sorts of different things, especially like a foam roller that you can look up online, and you could spend like an hour just like foam rolling out your whole body, and then just like have a nice like just like layout sprawled out on the ground. It's like, ah. So that's something that you can use too. I've been using it a lot, again, especially because I've had like some hamstring and glute tightness, but just a great gift that people might not have, and it's easy to store, and you can use it pretty frequently.
Yeah, I got a Theragun last year for my birthday, and it's been one of my favorite gifts. I use it like every day now, so it's been great. My next gift is very specific to something I love and wear all the time, so I'm just going to throw it out there. It's specifically the Lululemon Scuba Mid-Rise Oversized Jogger. They are my perfect sweatpant. They're great for working out, and they're also cute enough to like run errands in. You're going to Target, getting a coffee. They also have them available in tall, so I'm like almost 5'10", and they actually like fit me well and aren't like up my ankles, so that's also a very great bonus. And they do sell them at Playmakers. I have two pairs of them. I wear them both pairs every week. Like they're always a pair in the laundry, so I am a big fan of them. They're my perfect sweatpant. And I'm not going to gatekeep them. I'm sharing it with you guys. So maybe if you have like a girlfriend or a partner, or like for your mom or something, you want to get like a nicer gift and they love to work out, do Pilates, yoga, that kind of thing. Or they're just an athleisure person. I don't know if they have it in men's, so that's why I say that. But, you know, it can be a great, like nicer kind of gift for someone in your life.
Yeah, 100%. And maybe it's not the specific leggings that you mentioned, but anything from Lululemon is generally a high quality material. There are other brands out there as well. One that I like a lot is Vuori, of more of like that athletic performance material that fits good and is just really comfortable. But what I've noticed with these pieces as well is, Mallory, you talk about wearing them all the time, and that tends to be the case just because they're so comfortable. But then they're also really durable and they just last. Like, yes, you probably want to do some air drying is like the biggest thing, is don't throw them in the dryer. But yeah, a lot of these pieces, or most all of them, are like durable, high quality material that's just comfortable and will last. Good call. Next on my list, this is something that I've been gifted before in the past. I've gifted it to my wife before, but don't overlook like a spa day or even just a massage. So you could really, I mean, it just depends how all out you want to go. I'm sure if you go to the spa and say, hey, I want to treat my significant other to a top tier experience, they'll lay out, you know, kind of the red carpet and the price that comes with the red carpet as well. If you really, again, want to treat your significant other, but it doesn't have to be necessarily like a whole spa day either. I know some places do like a 60-minute massage that tends to run less than $100, and others even do like 30-minute massages. So with something like that, you can maybe call ahead of time. And if you're significant other, whoever this person is, you know, has like back pain or has been complaining about, like I said, like hamstrings or whatever it may be, you can have them do a targeted massage so they actually focus in the right areas and whatnot. But you can't go wrong with just treating someone to a nice relaxing spa day, again, whether that's a massage, a facial, or whatever else it might be.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't be mad about it. It's hard to go wrong with a spa day. Next up on my list, which is a little different from a spa day, but we do like to support small businesses, and I love to read. It is good for your brain. So, you know, thinking wellness lifestyle, we're on the mind side now. And I would encourage you to go to your local bookstore and get a gift card from them this season for your, you know, the reader in your life. My favorites are, you know, in mid-Michigan, I'm a Schuler's girl. I think they have one in the Meridian Mall, and then I believe they opened one in Eastwood Town Center. So if you're around the Lansing, mid-Michigan area, definitely check them out. I grew up with them. You know, they're a classic. And then there's a Billion and a Half in Chicago. But the two I'll shout out are Unabridged Books and Three Avenues Bookshop. Those are some of my favorites. The staff is so helpful and friendly. They're really great. And then also, if you'd like to get a book with your book, with your gift card for someone, two quick recommendations. Project Hail Mary is the first. It was written by the same person who wrote The Martian. And there is a movie starring Ryan Gosling coming out early 2026, so early next year. So anyone who kind of likes sci-fi type, you know, things, or is into movies and likes to read the book before the movie, it's a really good one. I will say I actually hate sci-fi type books, and I really, really enjoyed it. I read it for my book club, or else I would have never picked it up. And then the other one, which is a very Mallory book, is called Everything is Tuberculosis by John Green. It kind of centers around how tuberculosis is one of the most deadly diseases, but it's also curable, and why is it still so prominent? But it's really a great book if people like nonfiction, history, pop culture, some kind of like social justice type stuff in there. And John Green is an amazing writer. He wrote Fault in Our Stars and a lot of other books. But if you're into him as a writer or know about him and the Green Brothers on YouTube, they're just like educational in a fun way. It's not like super boring nonfiction. It's very interesting and like engaging to read and fun. So those are my two recs. Support local bookstore this year. Yeah.
I love those ideas. And the thing is, you know, sometimes you hear, oh, well, so-and-so is not a reader, or I'm not a reader, or whatever it may be. I would just challenge that a little bit, because I'm sure whoever this person is has interests, whatever it may be, whether it's cooking, you ever heard of a cookbook, or, you know, work, like woodwork or whatever, there's books on that. So, you know, it doesn't just have to be, yeah, like if you wanted to give someone a gift card and let them pick, maybe you write down those ideas or talk to them separately or whatever, or even just pick something out for the them as well and just give them a gift receipt and let them know they can return it if it's not exactly what they're looking for. But good call, Mallory. And again, I would challenge anyone who says they're quote unquote not a reader, that they can find a book that they would definitely enjoy. Sticking on the gift card trend though, I know gift cards, usually it's like, hey, like you want to actually get them something, but Mallory's idea for the book, it's like, hey, they know what they like best, let them go pick. And this is kind of the same thing, a gift card to your local running store or shoe store. So as we know, if you shop online for shoes or whatever it may be, you try them on and they fit differently than what you'd expect, or maybe you want to try on multiple pairs, or maybe you just don't even know where to start and need some recommendations. All of these are reasons that you should get a gift card for that person and just send them into the local shoe shop, running store, or whatever it may be, and let them pick out a pair of shoes. And I know that they'll be thankful for it. Obviously, we're pretty focused on your feet and how that works with the rest of your body, and rarely have I heard someone say they regret investing in their feet, if ever, in their feet and shoes. So definitely a great choice. Or you could, if you want to actually be there and help them pick that out or experience it with them, you could do like a surprise trip or let them know in advance that you're planning something and actually go with them and help pick it out too.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of we have enough stuff we don't use already. So I love gift cards or like doing an experience like that, which like really allows people to like actually get what they need and not just collect more junk. But yeah, I really like the idea of a shopping trip because you get like the mix of an experience together, quality time together, and also like let them pick a nice gift, and you feel like you get to be a part of that whole like decision making process and kind of thing, instead of like, oh, here, what, like, I think sometimes people see gift cards as dismissive gifts, but I think that they can be really great. So I like it. My next one is, and then I will, this, with that being said, please do not get this for someone just because they like fitness or wellness generally. This is a pretty specific gift that can definitely collect dust if it is not a person who is into it, which would be yoga blocks or yoga straps. It's something I personally would like because I do at-home flexibility workouts and I like to do yoga and that kind of thing. Emphasis at I do it at home. Because when I do it at home, I need yoga blocks and yoga straps. I don't, you know, have access to it at a studio. So just say your mom loves to do yoga, but she goes to a yoga class every week. They provide that for her. But, you know, if you have someone who, you know, loves to do at-home workouts, maybe even your partner or your, you know, family member loves to do at-home workouts and does yoga already, and you get some extra blocks to join them. Yoga blocks and yoga straps are, again, best for people who like to do yoga and flexibility at home or have like a general at-home workout routine, and are especially great if you want to join them or, you know, like build out their home gym or something like that. So very specific. Don't just get it for anyone. I don't want it to collect dust. But for me personally, as someone who does flexibility and yoga at home, it never hurts to have some around. So that's a big one for me.
Yeah, I love it. Mallory, if you're gift shopping for me, honestly, I'll pass on the yoga blocks. I love you, though. And that's a great idea for you or someone else. last gift recommendation here. This is something that you should be able to find a good one for just about anyone or any shoe. But if you were to gift insoles to someone, it would actually be a really thoughtful gift. Yes, we are orange insoles, and you know, we advocate for the use of insoles and understand it a little more than most, but truly this is something that I think your family, friends, significant other, whoever it is, could really benefit from or just sincerely enjoy as a very thoughtful gift. So Orange Insoles has a solution for literally any shoe. Sandals are tough, admittedly, but pretty much just about any shoe so far we've come across, we have an insole that will work with that shoe. So picture the person in your life and maybe their favorite activity or their favorite pair of shoes, and maybe gift them an insole for those shoes or for those activities. It really is just a thoughtful way to say, like, hey, I know you work hard, or I know you enjoy this or that, and I want you to enjoy it that much more, or not feel as, I guess, tired at the end of your workday or whatever it may be. So it's a great health and wellness product just to give to, again, just about anyone. I have challenged, I guess, in the past that, like, if someone says, hey, I don't need insoles at all, like, there'll be few cases where, okay, sure, that's fair. But so many people I talk to are like, oh gosh, I never thought of using insoles for this or using insoles for that. And not to mention it, they're pretty inexpensive too, especially compared to all sorts of other gifts you could give. So, if you have someone that, again, works on their feet all day, or maybe they're a fitness enthusiast and are treating like some aches and pains, or maybe there's someone that is like a fashionista and they always like to wear these cute shoes, but their feet are just killing them because we know the shoes aren't supportive. Any and all of those people could benefit from insoles and would likely appreciate that as a gift as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great way just to recognize so many different people, and not to live on our slogan, but it is a great way to be like, hey, we want you to feel better so you can, you know, do more of what you love. So I think it's a really great thing for so many people, like you were saying.
Absolutely. Now is the time. The clock is starting to tick on Christmas and the holidays. So hopefully this helps give you a couple of ideas. If you are interested in checking out Orange insoles for that special someone in your life that you're giving a gift to, head over to our website, orangeinsoles.com, and you can click on the insole finder. It's one of the main tools that you should see right away, but it's going to ask several questions. Just answer them to the best of your ability, but including even like the type of shoe that this person might be wearing and their shoe size. Those are kind of the two key things that I would try to take note ahead of time. But head over with that information and you're going to get a custom recommendation that is guaranteed to work. So if you do gift them to someone and they are not absolutely loving them, they can return them, they can exchange them, whatever is best for you and your loved one. So again, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to all of these wonderful gift ideas, and we hope you have a happy holiday, and we'll catch you on our next episode of Orange Juice.